I feel Australia is currently in the grips of two major problems that it's confronting within the healthcare sector. One is that our costs within the healthcare sectors are ballooning. We are spending around over 10% of our GDP on healthcare. And the second issue is that of an aging population. It's estimated that by 2050, around a quarter of Australia's population will be above 65 years. Now, this is a very, very critical concern. And one of the ways in which costs can be reduced is by looking at the supply chain. And when I'm talking about the supply chain, it means distribution of products, specifically in the studies about pharmaceutical products from the manufacturer on to the hospital. Most of the current research that has been done within the supply chain management domain has looked at a particular organization or a particular entity in the supply chain. So just to make myself clear, for example, most of the studies focus on manufacturers and trying to understand what their supply chain strategy is, or just, for instance, focusing on distributors and so forth. What I wanted to understand was to take a holistic view of the whole supply chain, trying to understand what the information sharing bottlenecks are. Because until we grasp the essence of the entire supply chain, we don't know where the information sharing bottlenecks are, what the different drivers are, what the associated impediments are. And one of the most interesting things in terms of the drivers which came about was the hospitals, for instance, not surprisingly, were implementing technology predominantly for patient safety purposes. I found that the manufacturers and the distributors were not really concerned about patient safety. First of all, I think the healthcare supply chain in Australia is extremely fragmented. Unlike Coles Myer, organizations such as in the manufacturing sector, where you have a very strong player driving the supply chain, the healthcare sector is extremely fragmented. For instance, you have around 35 to 40 pharmaceutical manufacturers, you have 4 to 5 key wholesaler distributors, and around 750 public hospitals. So there's not one single key player that is driving the whole supply chain, which was a big stumbling block in its adoption of technology. The other thing that I found also within the studies when we talk about supply chain management is about end-to-end supply chain integration. And one critical bottleneck within the supply chain was the absence of information flow between the manufacturer and the distributor. Now, the distributors are very happy to send the information back and forth with the hospitals. And the manufacturers were very confident and very assertive in terms of how they wanted their systems to interact upstream with their suppliers. But there was a critical bottleneck between the manufacturers and the distributors, which was leading to a buildup of inventory. Finally, the report spells out recommendations for all different players in the supply chain. My specific recommendation for the pharmaceutical manufacturers is actually to relay the information and build information systems that talk to the distributors in the supply chain. They also need to be making sure that technology implementation decisions take into account patient safety issues. And for the hospitals, it is really critical that they develop a comprehensive set of performance measures. And I think this is where the government can play a very important and a critical role. Rather than going down purely the track of having coercive pressures or strong regulatory pressures, they need to build expertise within the hospitals where they can actually not only adopt but implement the technology effectively.